GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
More what? Coffee?
No, more money. Because now GEICO's discounts are even bigger, like our pay-in-full discount when you pay your whole auto premium up front, and our multi-policy discount when you bundle homeowners and auto.
Oh, I like saving money.
Wake up.
It's Gary Pigeon.
What were you dreaming about?
Nothing.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Stretch your mind. It's that time again to yank your brain away from stinking thinking and wash it in new ideas and thoughts. It's time for your checkup from the neck up and maybe a massive mental enema. This yank is going to give your brain a crank, has been called a genius since his patents are part of every mobile device made. Get ready for him to reach into your ears and massage that brain of yours. Your host, Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer.
Some people think, oh my God, did she say mental enema? Just imagining that sounds horrible. Well, folks, it's not horrible. It's one of the most important things you can learn to do in your life, and that's what this particular broadcast is about. I am going to teach you about what one of the most valuable gifts I ever learned in my life, and I learned how to give myself a mental enema. It's messy, it's stinky, it's horrible. But when you give yourself a mental enema, your life changes for the better. This particular topic today is about wealth, and it came because one of my followers on Facebook, who's been following me for years and years, posted something that just struck me like a distress call. Here's what he said. Now, I posted a meme that was a double-meaning meme. You could read it two ways. You can find it on my blog. And he posted. And what he posted just kind of struck my heart and squeezed it. And I thought, you know, boy, I've been there. I've been there over and over and over. And especially in this time of lockdown or total uncertainty of what's going to happen with the world or the system. I can imagine how many people are out there suffering and hurting and in pain. I heard an interesting story just the other day on the news that suicide calls were up like 900% during this time, you know, calls to 911 and all that other stuff and the hotlines and everything else. And it's because we've been infected. This is a different infection. I'm not talking about coronavirus. That's an easy one to understand. But there's a harder one that's even harder to understand than this invisible pandemic. It's an invisible killer. And it's called stinking thinking. Now, I know you've heard that before. This is a little different twist because you know what? This isn't some motivational speech. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened to me by telling you the story of this one person that posted. On my Facebook. Here's what he said. Jovan, I don't know. I'm lost, and to be honest, I have no idea what's next or what to do. How often have you felt in that same position? I know I have. Anyway, at this point, he goes on, at this point, I have nothing. I'm homeless. As the ex robbed me of everything, I don't care about that anymore or her anymore. It's been years. My old identity has been destroyed. Who or what to be is next? He goes on to give a little insight. I've known this. I've talked to him over the years, but he shares it. He says, I've always just made enough to pay my bills and to cover rent. Remember, if you get one check in your life, you're one check away from poverty. Anyway, I've always just made enough to pay the bills to cover rent. I was a throwaway at 15, a high school dropout. Grew up on the streets of Chicago. Now, that said, I was told early There are things our family just does not get to do. And as soon as I could get that, my life would be easier. He goes on to say, I'm not without smarts. I just never finished high school. Got street smarts and had a million jobs, gave me the experience for all sorts of things. But who I want to be? Who's that? I never really thought about who I want to be as much as I was always working. Goals, ambitions, dreams, yeah, not so much. After breaking up, even more so, 15 years wasted on a bad woman. Now what? I left my hometown. I've come out to the West Coast, hoping for a fresh start, new beginning. I have no idea. I know, put your mind to it, but I'm not so lucky. Now, I'm going to address that head on. I'm going to read to you the response that I posted in Facebook. But first, think about it. How many times in your life have you thought, oh my God, I just can't go on? Oh my God, it's just falling apart. I have nothing. I can't do anything. I can't get a break. I'm not lucky. Nothing goes my way. All of the things that you say to yourself. I've been there. Now, this particular one, why I'm doing the story about this one, and I'm going to give you what I replied to him. It's because at 15, I was booted out. I was homeless. I grew up in a family that had the same stinking thinking. But I learned one thing. One incredible lesson shared with me changed my life forever. And I'm going to share with you the painfully simple secret. You know, they say secrets are supposed to be hard. They're not. Painfully simple secret I'm going to share with you. That this is simple as if you'll change your mind, you will change your life. And that's what I'm going to cover coming up next.
Do you know why Joe Vaughn loves doing talk radio? Because he has a face made for radio. It's true. Look at his website. He's a nerd hiding out in a biker's body. Speaking of body, how about a quick pee-pee break? Joe Vaughn will be right back.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to Geico.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay, well, not with that attitude. Wow.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Your business ideas need room to run wild. But there's no room for error when you're raising the bar. A reliable partner can make a real difference. That's the role of a realtor. An irreplaceable expert who represents your values. A reassuring voice of reason helping you research and reach the right decisions. So you can run your business without running the risk. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you think you can solve any problem by turning your computer off and on.
Hey man, is something wrong with your laptop?
Nah, just need to turn it off and on. It's no problem.
It's smoking.
Yeah, that just means it needs to reboot.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
And now it's on fire.
Happens all the time. It's all good.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you.
okay. It's like Albert Einstein said, anyone who's never made a mistake has never tried anything new. And we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Let's get back to the show.
All right, you're going to help me. Just by listening to this, I promise you, just listening to this one broadcast can change your life if you just apply one simple secret. Now, remember why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because a fan wrote in to me and said, I'm lost. I have no idea what's next or what to do. I'm homeless. I have nothing. My ex robbed me. I don't even have an identity. I do not know what is next. And frankly, I have no hope. You've been there before, haven't you? Think about it. Being hopeless is horrible. But being hopeless is a choice. I know that sounds so ridiculously rah-rah, stand up, pay for your ticket, go to the symposium of life, and hey, you're great. No, it's not like that. It's really change your mind, change your life. And I'm going to tell you a story, and I'm going to show you living proof that if you change your mind, you can change your life. Now, why do I know this? I know this and I can relate, and that's why I did this broadcast, because this person that wrote in talked about being homeless at 15. I was homeless at 15. My high school was horrible. I many times was on the streets, right? I thought life would be easier. I grew up in a family that gave me the most incredible dose of brain poisoning you can imagine. You ever thought about how our families poison us? Now, I'm going to take a break before I give you the answer here, and I'm going to tell you just a very, very quick story. I grew up in a family. My family is a Depression-era family. Right, and here we are in the middle of this pandemic, 26, 27, or 28 million, whatever, people out of work, worse than the Depression from an out-of-work standpoint. Well, my father, who was born in 1933... was a small child during the Depression. My grandmother basically had a whole basketball conference of kids, meaning they had enough kids that the kids could put together a team on each side, play each other with those who got hurt having a reserve that would step up for them. That's how many kids she has. My grandmother would laugh and joke that she got so good at having kids that she, when she was in the fields picking cotton, she could just squat, push it out, and go on and pick cotton. Talk about depression thinking. My family kept that thinking forever. See, back in the history of the family, one of my ancestors, a well-known senator, had a drinking and a gambling problem. And his drinking and gambling problem, he gambled the family wealth and land and business holdings away in a gamble and lost it. That one American event, because if you followed me for a while, I'm a first-generation American, and this is on the American side, changed the destiny of that side of my family forever. So every child that grew up after that grew up with an indelible, unchangeable mindset of stinking thinking. I kid you not, stinking thinking. And their stinking thinking attracted stinking thinking opportunities to them. Right? When I first heard this, and I make a joke out of it, but it's totally true. When I first heard that whatever you think about, whatever your mind obsesses about, whatever you see and visualize in your mind is what you'll turn into. When I heard it, I was young and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to turn into a woman. Because at that time in my life, that's kind of all I thought about. But it was true. It was true. Our family was devastated way back then, and it came on down through and passed to the children, and it was adopted as a way of life. One of my uncles worked for somebody for decades, made this man wealthy, retired from this man's company after making him wealthy and being dedicated his entire life to this man and company. And for retirement, what did he get? A big check? A retirement check? No. Maybe you're saying, maybe he got a gold watch. No. Well, did he get like a party at least thrown for him? No. My uncle got a dozen eggs. A dozen eggs, I kid you not. A dozen eggs. The owner of the company raised chickens and gave my uncle a dozen eggs. Now, that could be absolutely horrible, or it could be absolutely fantastic, because it's how you look at it. He looked at it as horrible, ate the eggs. The eggs were fertile. You could have hatched the eggs, started raising chickens, and turned it into money, but that wasn't the mindset. And so in my family, everything was about being poor. You didn't buy clothes regularly. You let out the hems. You didn't get new shoes. You wore them till they fell off your feet. And in most cases, you grew faster than they would wear out. And so your feet were cramped most of the time. It was just stinking thinking. And I'm saying this because when you listen to the person who wrote me and his words, quote, "I've always just made enough to pay the bills to cover rent. I was a throwaway at 15, high school dropout. Grew up on the streets of Chicago." He got away as soon as he could, hoping that life would be easier. And he says, "I'm not without smarts, just never finished high school." Says he has street smarts and a million jobs gave me the experience for all sorts of things. But who I want to be? Who's that? I never really thought about who I want to be, as I was always working. Goals, ambitions, dreams, yeah, but not so much. He goes on to tell about a breakup, etc. He says, fresh start, new beginning, I expect, but I have no idea. I know if you put your mind to it, but, you know, I'm just not so lucky. Well, I was one of those children that was not so lucky. But I'm here talking to you. Look up my background. Something changed in my life and let me break through to millions and millions and millions, eventually building a billion-dollar company, having an incredible career. There was nothing different in my life than this person's life. The only thing is I learned a secret. So first, I'm going to give you a mantra. A mantra is just a saying you can say to yourself. Say it when you're sitting on the toilet. It doesn't matter. Say it when you're going to bed. Say it when you're out walking. Right? Say it when you're showering. Just kind of like a rhythm, like counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's the saying that basically changed my life. Now, it's very complicated to understand. I want you to write this down because it's so easy to forget. I'm just kidding you. Here it is. Ready? I love money and money loves me. 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 I know that sounds incredibly ridiculous. But it is damn better programming than in my family when I would come up with an idea or go into a business venture and I'd have an aunt or an uncle or a family say, "You can't do that." I'm not exaggerating the accent. That's what I come from. I kid you not. I kid you not. I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm talking about my family. You put 32 of us together in one room at a family reunion. What do you get? A full set of teeth. So I'd come out with an idea or a patent or something I'm going to do, and "You can't do that." And their mentality was, if somebody was wealthy, they had to, that was the man, and he had to like just kind of screw you out of something. Now think about that. They were talking about an event that was well over 100 years in the past, 200 years from their lives. because one of our family members on his own lost the family holdings, wealth, land, businesses, etc. on a gambling problem, his problem. It came down through family history that the man will screw you out of it. And money's the root of all evil. If you have money, you probably did something crooked to get it. You had a card up your sleeve, didn't you? I am the perfect person in the world to talk about this topic of change your mind, you will change your life. I kid you not. Change your mind and you'll change your life. Let me ask you a question. I just gave you the secret. Did you write it down? I love money and money loves me. It's that easy. I love money, money loves me. I love money, money loves me. I love money, money loves me. Do it at any pace you want. Tell your brain to continue to think it. Put it in your brain over and 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 over until you drowned out that bad programming your life gave you. Because you know why? This person who wrote in is already wealthy and he doesn't even know it. He's got a $500,000 a year job waiting for him. And he's not willing to walk through the door. I kid you not. This person who wrote in has no idea how much cash is locked in his brain and how easy it is to unlock that cash from that gray matter that's in his head. It's there. Everybody has money dripping out of their brains. I kid you not. And when I tell you the rest of the story, you're going to go, oh my God, I can do that. Well, you're right. You have incredible money in your brains. And when I come back, I'm going to give you the rest of the story of what I told them to do. I gave them the formula. I love money and money loves me. I gave him a distinct formula specifically for his brain because I try to look at the profiles of all my fans and I know exactly what he's done over the years. And there's money to be there, money to be made, $500,000 a year. And that's what I'm going to talk about in the final segment. I'm going to give you the formula and you're going to go, holy shit, I had no idea.
President of Coke once said, Joe Farns set his hair on fire with tons of new ideas. So, while you pat out the fire on your head, let's give Joe Farns a break. Be right back, right after this.
GEICO presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to GEICO.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay, well, not with that attitude. Wow.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Your business ideas need room to run wild. But there's no room for error when you're raising the bar. A reliable partner can make a real difference. That's the role of a realtor. An irreplaceable expert who represents your values. A reassuring voice of reason helping you research and reach the right decisions. So you can run your business without running the risk. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you think you can solve any problem by turning your computer off and on.
Hey man, is something wrong with your laptop?
Nah, just need to turn it off and on. It's no problem.
It's smoking.
Yeah, that just means it needs to reboot.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
And now it's on fire.
Happens all the time. It's all good.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Did you know Jovan gets fingered by almost a billion people a day? Yep, that's every time they use certain features on their mobile device and click it with their finger to make it work. And they don't even know his weird brain came up with that. Now back to the show.
Get ready to use that finger of yours. You're going to be able to put it on an exact formula to change your life by changing your mindset. Now, remember, all of this started because one of my fans on one particular site, I guess, I don't know, 26, 27,000 people on that one site. Believe it or not, at some point in time, I look at everybody's profile. That's just part of what I do as people start following. I look at the profile to try to understand them. It's not just to go to a number. It's I care. I want to know about you. I want to relate. So this particular fan wrote in because I posted a meme about live the life and be what you wanted to be. Be what you want to be. Be what you want to be. And he writes with a story that I can relate to, that basically my life screwed up. I lost everything. How do you do that? I don't know what I'm supposed to be. I don't know who I am. How in the hell do you do that? Well, here's the answer I gave him. Pay attention. You're going to see a formula here. You might even want to write the formula down. This is absolutely free, right? I've made a hell of a career consulting people and corporations, making them hundreds of millions and more. And I'm going to share this with you. Because you too can do it. If you change your mind, you change your life. Our friend here that wrote in, he's no different than any of us. Boy, I can, to this day, you know, I've been doing this stuff for decades. I still have stinking thinking and I have to bang my head out of it. I have to get out of it. It's a poison if your family gave it to you. It's a poison for your whole life. But you can undo it. You know, your mind's no different than a computer. Bad programming in, bad programming out. This fellow tells the story of his bad programming. And so what I do is I'm just looking at the other side of the coin. Remember, I told you about my uncle worked for somebody decades, decades, and decades, made him money, made him wealthy, built an incredible company that the man sold for millions. And he gave my uncle a dozen eggs at his retirement. A dozen eggs from this man's chicken. Here you go. Here's a dozen eggs. What did my family do? Made a big fucking omelet. Sorry, but that's the truth. It upsets me. Because even in its simplest form, they were fertile eggs. The eggs could have been hatched. The eggs could have been turned into chicks. Chickens become mature. Chickens can reproduce. And with a simple mindset change, that dozen eggs could have become something. At minimum, it could have been, you know, for instead of 1 mil, it could have become 12 mils. At second minimum, it could have been coming to something that would pay the family dividends every damn year, many times a year. At next level, it could have actually turned into a business itself. There's always a market for eggs and chickens. But if your thinking doesn't allow you to think that way, you'll never see it. Here's what I wrote back to my buddy online. He says he doesn't know what's next. He says he's lost. He doesn't know what to do. Here's what I wrote. If you're here and breathing, you are not lost. I've been broke, broken, homeless, and even robbed by my ex too. But I learned I could reinvent myself. And you too, my friend, can reinvent yourself. Right now, you're on some sort of connected device. Remember, he commented on a post. So he at least has some sort of connected device. Now, this particular fellow, let me give you a backstory, because I told you I tried to look at all followers' profile. And I found out that he collected toys. Collectibles. He knew what was what. It's kind of like the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin. I don't mean it in the fact that this guy was a 40-year-old virgin. I mean this guy was a brilliant toy collector. had an incredible collection. That's part of what he feels robbed from his ex that took them. So I said, hey, look, you're on some sort of connected device. You can take all that collecting and Tory knowledge and turn it into an ebook, How to Collect. How to find the highly valuable one. How to use garage toy sales to earn money. You, of all people, know how to find a simple toy someone has discarded or even selling for a buck, and how to write words about it as a collector and a knowledgeable person to sell that same toy for $10. That's a 900% increase for just knowing what something is worth and why, and then you're helping somebody understand. Note this, ready? And all of you should note this. People who play stocks can only expect a 2 to 3% return on investment. Now think about that for each of you that are listening right now. The average person who invests in stocks, the stock markets, and that's considered the sophisticated thing to do, right? The only stock my family had was an equally good stock, livestock, right? Or a stock pond out in the field. But okay, we can say that, you know, everybody who lives in a great society and everything else, that stock investing, you're considered quite smart. Well, I wrote to them. Note this, people who play stocks can only expect a 2 to 3% return on their investment a year. That is the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth. That is auditable. I went on to say, you can buy toys or collectibles and return 100% to 900%. That means you, my friend, can kick the investing ass of anyone playing stocks. Think about it. If the average sophisticated person is trading stocks and making 2 to 3%, but this guy knows what toys are the hot toys, think about how many garage sales and flea markets and all this stuff, people don't really understand what they're looking at, and he can turn around and know what that is and pick it up for a buck or something, sell it for 10 bucks or more. He can make 100%, 900%, just because he has that knowledge. Even investors don't do that. I said, you can just basically kick the investing ass up off anyone playing stocks. You have the knowledge and you can do it. The suggestion I gave him was just keep buying and flipping and buying and flipping, and you can make money fast. I said, also, people will pay you 20 bucks for that knowledge. If you want to find a way to get a second income, just like I said, if you get one check in your life, you're one, you know, from an employer, one source of check, you're one check away from poverty if that source goes away. You got to have other income streams. I said, people will pay you 20 bucks for that knowledge. If you wanted the inside track on garage selling or toy collecting or what toy to look for, we all hear the story. Somebody picks up something for a buck and it ends up being worth $1 million. It happens, and it's because people had the knowledge in their head to understand what they were looking at. So wouldn't you pay 20 bucks for that knowledge? So I said, you have the knowledge. You can do it. Just keep buying and flipping, and you can make money fast. People will pay you $20 or more for that knowledge. I went on to say, sell that to 3,000 others. 3,000 others. And you have made $60,000. Just for pooping out what's in his head electronically. He has a device. Think about it. He could post it, sell it, just get it out of your head. I said, then take that 60 grand and use your own skills and turn that 60K into 120K or even 540K. You can do it. Here is a person thinking they're down on their luck, but they can have a $500,000 a year opportunity if they just went for it and started with a buck. If that one buck turns into two, you're 100% better off. That is how simple wealth creation is. It's all in how you think of it. And that is what changed my life at a young age, because I realized it's a mindset. I love money and money loves me. I'm telling you the truth. I walk all the time in the morning saying to myself, I love money, money loves me. I love money and money loves me. It's not about being greedy or stingy. That's, in fact, quite the opposite of what I am in life. It's about a mindset, undoing what my family did to me and made me think money was the root of all evil. No, money is the root of having a great life, a great house, things for your children, things for your grandchildren, peace, security, comfort. Imagine what would happen in this pandemic if you'd have had that built up right before this damn pandemic hit and lockdown. You wouldn't be freaking out as much. But now a lot of you wish you did it. Every one of you have it. It doesn't matter what it is. Even the plumber needs new tools. Even the auto mechanic needs new tools. I know someone that literally, when film was on its way out and digital was on its way in, digital equipment in the production industry was wildly expensive. People wanted to get into digital, didn't know how to do it, but 16 millimeter film, Super S, was the equivalent of digital. Meaning it would capture all that digital did, but it was still film, and you would just convert it. But the equipment could be bought for pennies compared to what digital equipment was. And with a few picks of cameras and old eclairs and stuff like that, and a little bit of a year's worth of work, a few little investments of a few thousand dollars turned into $150,000. Just by catering to that moment in time opportunity when film was going away and digital was coming in and digital equipment was expensive, but knowing that Super S was very cheap and forgotten about, but it was the equivalent of digital. And you could still get the beautiful pictures. That's it. It's knowledge. Knowledge is power. It's true. It's your mindset. And that is why every single person at some time in their life, and probably multiple times in their lives, need a mental enema. Listen to this program over and over and over and over if you want a mental enema. You want a mental enema? Take that family programming in your brain that says, money is the root of all evil. Well, if you made a lot of money, then you had to do something wrong to get it. And when you tell yourself, I love money and money loves me, how about this one? I love money a lot, and money loves me a lot. Every time you put in that new program, it pushes out some of that turd, black, corn-filled, horrible, sticky, ooey crap that won't flush out of your ears. And keep telling yourself and kick that stinking, franking thinking out of your mind and replace it with new programming. I'm telling you can do it. I'm telling you, you have it in you. Everybody has money in their brains. All you have to do is make space for it. Kick the crappy tenant out of your brain. Get that mental enema oozing out of your ears and replace it with new thinking, and a brand new life can be yours. Because if you change your mind, you'll change your life. And you know what? I love money, and money loves me a lot.
By fast.
Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer live. And as Jovan says, if you can dream it, you can do it. Speaking of doing it, let's do this again next time. Find Jovan on all social media.
Or search hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Or by visiting jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
Until next time.